Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, AIB has agreed to appear before the Oireachtas Finance Committee in relation to debt write-downs. The appearance is due to take place on the 2nd of March, and it comes in the wake of the agreement reached with the former Kilkenny hurler DJ Carey. For more on this, I'm joined by Simon Carswell, Irish Times Public Affairs Editor. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Claire.
So we know that the senior management from the bank now have been invited to appear before the Finance Committee. This will be next Thursday, this day next week, on the back of the agreement reached with DJ Carey. Will you remind us first, before we talk about what might happen at the committee, remind us about the known details of that deal, of that agreement?
Well, it stems from a court judgment in 2011. AIB got a court judgment of $9.5 million against the former hurler. And most of that related to a loan of about $7.85 million, which was used to buy properties at the K Club and Mount Juliet, both golf resorts. But those would have been big loans and big prices paid for those properties because it was at the peak of the boom during the Celtic Tiger years. When the property crash came, AIB sought that judgment, got it, and then sold those properties to recover the debts. And it was in the order of about $1.8 million. Raised in proceeds from the sale of those properties that would have gone towards repaying the debt. And then with the residual debt, there was a settlement agreement reached in 2017, whereby DJ Carey agreed to make settlement funds available to the bank of €60,000. And on the back of that, the bank wrote down the remainder of the debt, roughly around $7.7 million. Are about 80% of the original $9.5 million debt that he owed.
So members of the committee will want to ask questions about that, but the bank won't go into the specifics of the agreement with Mr. Carey. So how are they going to explain how they sign off on debt settlement agreements without discussing the case that they have been brought in on the back of?
Well, this is a tricky part. Banks can't talk publicly about individual cases, and certainly it's difficult for Oireachtas committees to talk about individuals as well. So what people want to know really on the back of this report, of this write-down, they want to know whether the system of writing down debts by banks is fair and equitable, and it doesn't come down to who you are, but what you can repay. And what they will be looking at is they'll be looking at the policies and procedures that are followed in the round in general by banks. And they have sent, the committee has sent questionnaires to AIB and the other banks asking how they treat customers in various categories of debt and when it comes to debt resolution process and procedures and really how they approach it. I want to kind of show that there's transparency and accountability around that and a structure around that and how it works.
So they want are they trying to figure out whether there's a norm across the banking industry when it comes to these Celtic Tiger debt deals?
This is it. Yeah, they want to see, well, are you applying the same metrics across the board or do some people are treated differently? And the banks will be looking to tell how it follows its debt procedures. Now, it's saying it follows robust procedures and it's applied the similar procedures across about 150,000 customers, they told staff the other day in a circular. So they'll be making the case that this is a system that we apply to all debts in the bank's view.
So we know it's not unusual, Simon, don't we, for banks to arrange debt settlement agreements, particularly in the period after the Celtic Tiger. But it's the figures concerned with this case that really have raised eyebrows and caused this level of attention.
Yeah, they're eye-watering write-downs and they're certainly eye-watering debts given what people were borrowing during the Celtic Tiger years. There's very significant debts. The value of the properties that were securing those loans have collapsed, and so there's inevitably going to be a shortfall. And what's been happening in recent years is banks and creditors and borrowers and debtors on the other side have been going to court and seeking approval for what's called the personal insolvency arrangement. These are the formal restructuring arrangements whereby people can escape significant Celtic Tiger debts that are unsustainable. But as part of that process, it's a very rigorous process. They have to show their income, their assets. They have to show their paying off. They're paying off as much of their debts as possible from the sale of assets. And any shortfall that's remaining, they agree to some sort of agreement. And inevitably, there's a lump sum paid over. And the figures are kind of startling. I mean, some of the debt settlement cases that have gone through the courts in recent months, we've seen a property developer before Christmas have almost $25 million written off for a lump sum of $30,000. As recently as last week, husband and wife property developers had more than $12 million written off for a lump sum of just $12,000. So these kind of write-downs have become more typical through these personal insolvency arrangements. And even outside the court process, there's more informal agreements reached with banks whereby they would be settling these kind of cases too for the same kind of write-down.
Mm-hmm. And the timing then of the bank's appearance, of the AIB appearance at the committee, is worth just mentioning, Simon, because it's happening in a closed reporting period in advance of publication of the annual figures for 2022. So will you explain why that's significant?
Well, normally public companies and banks, and AIB is a publicly quoted company, it has a closed reporting period, so it really can't say anything to the market ahead of the publication of the results, so it's somewhat constrained. So this is unusual for the bank to be going out publicly in the forum of an Oireachtas committee to be talking about anything to do with the financials. They obviously won't be able to get into kind of profits or figures relating to their accounts. And also it might constrain some of the senior executives of the bank in terms of their ability to appear before the committee. But there was a circular put around, as I said, to staff by the head of retail banking at AIB, Jim O'Keefe. So he's in a somewhat public forum, he's said certain things about debt resolution cases, so it's possible that he may appear before the committee rather than some of the senior executives of the bank.
Well, we'll wait and see. That's next Thursday. The AIB executives will be at the Oireachtas Finance Committee. Simon, thank you. Simon Carswell, their Irish Times public affairs editor. Coming up next on the programme, we're going to be talking about how the price of weddings is going up due to inflation, but this is even after you've booked your date. That's after this short break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.